Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Antonio Brown has interest in teaming up with Lamar Jackson, but should the Ravens be interested in AB at all? Not everyone here thinks so. Even though Tom Brady didn't accomplish the ultimate goal this season, he still had a heck of a season, finishing on top, leading the league in pass yards and TDs at 44. And for the first time ever, it feels like Brady is really contemplating stepping away. As for LeBron James, despite the losing record this season, he's having quite a year individually. And after LA's win over the Orlando Magic on Friday, in which he dropped 30 points and 12 rebounds, the King made sure to remind the world who he is in an IG spinoff of Nas's song Store Run. Shifting the culture, mention me with MJ and Brady like you're supposed to. I'm standing next to rookies. Somehow they look older. The altitude of matter so cold, it'll make your nose run. How do you expect to get love if you don't show any? I paraphrase that. Monica is here. Monica, tell me this. What is a better comparison, LeBron and Brady or LeBron and MJ?
Ooh, Molly sent me first. I'm going to go LeBron and Brady, I think, because the nature of just switching teams. I'm going to keep it real simple. Obviously, MJ was incredibly successful with the Bulls and such a story franchise and an incredible legacy. But I don't, like, I'm not understanding quite why LeBron had to put that post out. I think LeBron gets plenty of respect in this conversation amongst the greats. So I would liken his legacy. Which is okay. We're in this, in 2022, we acknowledge our sensitive
side. As men, we need to show our sensitive side.
And you know what? That's
okay. Is that what
it
is, Monica?
That's okay.
Okay. All right, I'm just checking. That's what they say in the ballot scheme. We need to show our sensitive side. That's what they say.
You said I'm...
Do you have a sensitive side?
Me?
Yeah.
Of course.
You have a range of emotions, so yeah, I believe that.
I do.
Well, I would... if I'm comparing them, it's got to be Jordan. It's got to be Jordan because of... I'm not talking about no damn rings and all that, man.
Are you talking about personality?
Let's hear. On and off the field. Everything that we know MJ did on the court. And I know personally what MJ does off the court in the communities and all those sort of things.
So do I.
So when you look at that, I also know what LeBron does on the court, what he means to his team, what type of leader he is. But then I look at things beyond that. I look at off the court. I look at being able to have the school. I look at being able to empower his high school friends and people like Maverick Carter and those guys. That, to me, is important and impressive. So I look at it and I say, it's more about that. I'm with you, though, Monica, as far as that. I don't know why LeBron got a... There's no need at all, because when I think of great athletes and great players, he's one of the first ones that come to mind.
100%.
Yeah, there ain't even nothing to talk sensitive. About. Nothing to talk about.
He's too damn sensitive.
Anybody trying to argue that is crazy.
He's too damn sensitive. Not as sensitive as Rich Paul, though. Rich Paul's more sensitive than him.
He should be.
Why is he sensitive? What makes him sensitive?
This is the only time.
Wait, sensitive, Molly, because he shouldn't even... He doesn't need to do this.
But if he wants to express himself, let him live.
Don't need to, though.
Yeah, and you guys are very... You, in particular, are anti the whole social thing. So tell that whole truth. I just was like, okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Let me say this.
Please.
It's the only time I hung up on Rich Paul. Okay? And I've had many excuses. I love the brother, and he does a great job. But this is the only time I ever hung up on him. I got LeBron James on Mount Rushmore of basketball. In the history of basketball... I got him number two, maybe number three all time. Me, number two, some people put Kareem, MJ, LeBron, that stuff. I got him on the Mount Rushmore basketball. History. And I said, I got him number two. You act like that's an insult, Rich. Rich said, it is an insult.
That's
ridiculous. I don't even talk to him. You can't talk to somebody like that.
You can't protect this guy.
How you protecting him? What he need protection from, that's the point. In the history of basketball, which started in 1946, and the NBA became the NBA in 1950, basketball, there's been one player we would put above LeBron James, and that's an insult. No. You got problems. You got problems. Rich Paul needs therapy. That's the bottom line.
Hold on. You don't think your sisters is going to protect you. If somebody said that Stephen A.
You
is
make laugh?
The
you
fourth
make,
guy.
You want to laugh?
Yeah.
You want to laugh?
Yeah.
I actually think that you're a little bit too hard on Keyshawn sometimes. We like Keyshawn.
Well, of course they like
me.
I mean,
it's ridiculous.
I mean,
it is ridiculous. I'm like, you're a bunch of Benedict Arnolds. You're a bunch of Benedict Arnolds. Please, Monta, you asking me that with Monta?
They
throw me under the bus. Monta, Carmen, Allen, Abigail, Linda. They'll be like, oh,
if somebody was trying to go at you and say you was the third best at these debates, so they going to protect you.
I'm Stephen A. And they said, look, bro, when you come in, you cheap ass, when you come in to cheat us out, to treat us out.
Well, you are cheap.
And by the way, come take out the garbage. You ain't grown. You still our little brother. That's how they treat me. So you asking that question makes no sense whatsoever, even though they're going to get her because they don't like how Molly talks to me. But the point that I'm trying to make to you is this. They're going to get her. They're going to get her. But and by the way, Karma's making a 7-Up cake for me this weekend.
You just found so you your know. Soul your roots.
I'm just telling you that.
Found
now let me get to LeBron and Brady. LeBron is more comparable to Brady.
Okay.
See, you know, I don't.
Let me finish.
You had your time.
All, I know that. Keyshawn's so emotional. All those things that you said about LeBron and MJ off the court, no argument. Totally agree with you. And you're a lot like that, too. People don't realize that, but you are. You're a good dude. Just don't tell nobody. The point that I'm trying to make to you is this. LeBron wasn't talking about off the court.
Uh-huh.
He was talking about on the court. He was like, younger brothers looking older than me. That's what he was talking about, what he brings to the court and the kind of effect that he's had on the game based on his abilities. And I'm saying, yeah, abilities is one thing. Results are another. I saw MJ 6-0. I see 6 losses with LeBron.
But see,
I saw Brady lose twice to the Giants. Brady lost twice to the Giants and lost once to the Philadelphia Eagles. He's got 3 Super Bowl losses.
Is LeBron having a great season?
Phenomenal. MVP candidate.
So do you brag about yourself more than anybody? Who compliments you more than you? So can he flex for one moment?
The only time I brag about myself is here because I have to be subjected to you. Because you're very abusive towards me. I mean, outside of that, I don't brag about myself at all.
Oh, my God.
I'm very humble.
Stephen A. just wants to be around yes men who kisses you, you know what, and he can't take it.
We talk about the 6 all the time.
Yeah.
I grew up Michael Jordan. Nothing was wrong with my knee, and I put a knee brace on just because he did it.
That's right.
So go figure.
Right.
But we don't talk about the losses and not getting there.
That's true. Yeah. I agree.
No, people don't.
I agree.
They just don't.
I agree.
So is that fair? But is that fair to LeBron?
Well, let me tell you why it is fair.
Okay.
Because sports is one of those rare things that measures moments more than anything else.
Yeah.
Yes.
And when the moment arrives, how you stand out. For example, Terry Bradshaw wasn't the greatest quarterback or whatever, but you know something? When the Super Bowl showed up, that brother delivered 4 times and was undefeated. When Montana, though Montana was big time, he delivered. You know what? It mattered. Troy Aikman, his numbers didn't knock you off your socks, but when the Super Bowl arrived, that brother showed up. What you do? Why are we talking about Aaron Rodgers right now in a less than you know, admirable fashion? Because, damn, you showed up and Jimmy Garoppolo outplayed you, for crying out loud. We don't like that. Moments matter. And in the end, I got Brady with 3 Super Bowl losses. I got LeBron with 6 NBA Finals losses. I have MJ in those moments, unblemished, 6-0, and has never allowed the series to get to Game 7 in the Finals. Ever. Ever. That's the difference. That's where I stand.
Okay.
You did all that.
So
oh, what, man?
Come on, no, man.
What, man?
No. Let's go to commercials. It's not fair. He's doing too much right now. It's not fair. It's not fair.
How Molly treats me. Molly treats me. Oh. Molly's been trying to hurt my feelings, but I can take it.
Sock it to me, cake, too, man. Find your, you know, gotta bring it back home.
No, you can't have that right now.
Okay. Monica, you okay?
I'm just going to send my feet.
You are so disrespectful. See, that's why I have to treat you like that. Leave her alone. She showed up. She's not feeling her best, and she still shined, and
Penelope.
She's still on you. I don't even know who Penelope is. I don't even know. If you want to do a reference, I told you. You have Clueless. You have Catholic Schoolgirl. You have Britney Spears.
You're not even creative. Don't do that.
Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. You can now stream the most MLB games on DirecTV without a satellite dish. Yes, catch the clutch hits, strikeouts, grand salamis, web gems with nothing on your roof. So whoever's up there, whether it's roofers, Santa, birds, old-time chimney sweepers, moody teenagers, thrill-seeking raccoons, you name it, they won't find a satellite dish, but you will find your MLB games on DirecTV. That means DirecTV is your home for baseball this season. Root, root, root with nothing on your roof. Yes, stream your team. Call 1-800-DIRECTV or visit directtv.com to sign up today. Claim based on the total games carried on sports networks. Sports availability varies by zip code and requires choice package. Thanks so much for listening to the First Take Pod. Have a fabulous day. Jimmy Garoppolo in the Niners own Aaron Rodgers in the Packers in the playoffs. You hear that, Stephen? I don't look now, but Jimmy G 4-1 in the postseason. I know you're saying, well, Molly, it's actually Kyle Shanahan that owns the Packers and that San Fran has a run game and a defense that travels. Yes, I hear you, all true, but he's not losing the games. And he certainly gained a fan in his tight end. That'd be George Kittle. Listen up.
Jimmy G, I mean, you can't say enough about that guy. The he takes, excuse my language, but you just consistently just people try to pull him down and all he does is try to deliver and he leads his team. Yeah, he's the sense of calm in the huddle. He's the sense of calm in the storm and he allows us to play football at a high level.
All right, let's take a look at the numbers now. Jimmy G has helped lead the Niners to two big wins this postseason despite poor quarterback numbers. He has yet to throw a pass touchdown. And the Niners become the third team since 2000 to win a road playoff game without an offensive touchdown against Green Bay. Mina, 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 where are you?
I'm here.
Hello, Mina.
Hi.
How are you?
Hello. Mina, we miss you. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm excited to hear what Keyshawn has to say. What sort of tomfoolery?
Yes.
Oh, that's where we'll start. Keyshawn, tell me this. Does Jimmy Garoppolo receive unfair criticism?
I think he does. I really do. And the reason I say this is because we get too bogged up in the statistical categories of things. You mentioned 4-1 in the playoffs, 2-0 so far this year in an NFC championship game. Here's what I like with quarterbacks when we get to the postseason. I like my defense to play solid and sound. I like to run the football. And I like my quarterback to make one, maybe to five nice throws that's not going to cost us the game and get out of there with a W. And I think he's been able to do that throughout his career. The dude has led a team to the Super Bowl. He's a starting quarterback, regardless of what anybody may think. Statistically, you go back and you look at Tom Brady's Super Bowl numbers a year ago. They wasn't like eye-popping great. What did Tom Brady do? He didn't screw it up. Threw for 200 yards, a couple touchdowns. He didn't turn the ball over. And if Jimmy G can do that and you can win a Super Bowl, he's getting ready possibly to roll into SoFi twice, beating the Rams, and then going back to try to win the Super Bowl. I don't understand what the problem is. What are you looking for? Yeah, I know he threw the interception. Oh, he threw the interception. Okay, that's true. But he wins. Why is it a problem?
Oh, my God. I don't know where to begin. Okay. I mean, reverse, your defense of him was he's a starting quarterback. You mentioned that their defense is good. I'm really not sure where Jimmy G factors into all of this. And I want to be clear about something. I'm not a Niners hater. I love watching this football team. I see them winning. I see them winning because of their excellent pass rush. I see them winning because D'Amico Ryans and Kyle Shanahan are doing a hell of a job. Deebo Samuel is incredible. Trent Williams is amazing. Jimmy Garoppolo isn't the reason they're winning. They're winning with him, but not because of him. In this last game against Green Bay, Keyshawn, I know you said you don't like statistics, although you cited wins, which are not a quarterback statistic, but he posted the second lowest QBR in 15 years. You could say, well, George Kittle catches that touchdown. We're having a different conversation, to which I would say the Packers should have picked him off at least two more times. One of those should have been a pick six. He was trying to give away the game in the second half. And this has been a trend throughout the postseason. Since joining the Niners, he has two touchdowns and five interceptions in the playoffs. These are not advanced statistics. The dude just simply isn't helping them win. And at this point, I don't know how you can argue otherwise. He's clearly the worst quarterback left in the postseason. Stephen A., what else can you say?
Wait, Mina, you just said the worst quarterback left in the postseason. Postseason.
Yeah.
He's the quarterback is in the postseason. I don't care about his big-time numbers. He does something enough for them to win
games.
What is the thing? It's enough, whatever that is. Whether it's what Kittle said,
dude, is
he
the
does
definition of being part
enough.
Of the group project that gets an A while doing none of the work. Stephen A.,
oh,
please
you
back
guys
me
are
up
unbelievable,
here.
But don't be looking at me side-eye, Stephen A. Because y'all just, y'all get caught up in the numbers too much, man.
The numbers didn't throw a pick, nearly a pick six, but sorry, go ahead.
Mina, I got him. I got him. You know, Keyshawn, you're a Super Bowl champion. Know your football. Are you going to sit here with a straight face on national television and tell America that just because you're the starting quarterback of a team, mm-hmm. that the team got to the playoffs or got to a Super Bowl because of you?
You had to have done something.
No. I'm saying, look, a dead clock is right twice a day. I'm sure he did some positive
things. Well, dead clock ain't right twice a day.
A dead clock is right twice a day. I mean, two times a day, it goes around to that time that the clock is stuck on. The point that I'm trying to make to you is this. In the end, Keyshawn,
yes.
There have been plenty of quarterbacks in NFL history, in
yes.
NFL lore.
Yes.
You've won in spite of them. Now, let me not even ignore this year. Let me not ignore the 131 yards that he threw for last week and all that stuff, those inclement weather conditions and all of that other stuff. We all know the special teams won the game for the San Francisco 49ers, block punt, block field goal attempt, two long returns on special teams. Forget all of that for a second. You know what I want to go back to, Keyshawn?
Yeah, go.
I want to go back to 2019. Before Garoppolo showed up, played relatively decent until the fourth quarter, and then collapsed like a cheap tent. I want to go along before that. He goes up against Minnesota. 11 for 19, 131 yards. It was like last week in Green Bay.
That's the game plan.
Time out. And then the next day, the next week, they go against Green Bay, and he throws 8 passes for 77 yards.
That's the game plan.
Wait a minute.
It's the game plan in part because of his limitations. Sorry.
Because of his limitations.
Yes. Whatever.
Time out. You can't deny that. You can't deny that.
Okay, so you want to look at – no, hold on, Stephen.
I want to go to the Cowboys.
No, I don't care about the Cowboys.
No, I'm talking about San Francisco versus the Cowboys. Remember when Kyle Shanahan took the ball out of Garoppolo's
hand? Go to 2019 when the dude had to push the ball down the field against the New Orleans Saints.
Yeah, he had
good moments. Be honest.
I just said he had good moments. But what
I'm saying,
here's what I'm saying. So he goes against the Cowboys 2 weeks ago,
yes.
right? He throws the interception.
Tries to give it away.
Kyle Shanahan said, just snap that damn in and hand off the damn ball. Don't you even throw it. Don't you even think about throwing it. We want to take the ball away from you.
Yes.
Now, all I'm trying to say to you is
that's evidence.
Simply put, it's not to say that you're not the best option that they have. It's not to say that you're not a scrub. But don't say he led them to this place. Your defense took you there.
He's part of leading them where they're at.
Come on, Keyshawn. There's some people that are just contributors. They don't lead a damn thing. They just ride and they roll it along.
Stephen A's right. Keyshawn, you'd ask for honesty. Here's some honesty. Every San Francisco 49ers fan, I would argue their coaches as well, in their heart of hearts, knows he is the single biggest limiting factor on this football team. If they don't make it to a Super Bowl and they don't win again, they know it is because of the quarterback. And I'm not saying they won't, by the way, because football is a team sport. They have an excellent defense. They've got weapons. They've got great coaching. I cannot stress this enough. It is why they are such a nightmare matchup for the Rams. It is not because of Jimmy Garoppolo, and that is why he's being criticized. He's not a bad quarterback. I wouldn't put him in the bottom tier of the NFL, but he does not belong on the same tier as the other quarterbacks in this conversation, is all Stephen A. is trying to say. So to criticize him, which was the original question, is completely fair, and every Niners fan at home is doing the same thing.
But if you know what he is and you know his limitations, so why the criticism? If you know what he is and you know his limitations,
why are you criticizing him because of his limitations?
Keyshawn, I can't believe I'm about to say this word to you.
Go ahead.
Do you have any idea how hypocritical you sound?
No.
You wake up every morning and host a four-hour radio show, top-rated four-hour radio show, where there are plenty of dudes that can look at you and go like this. Why are you talking about me? I mean, I'm just home minding my business. Why are you talking about me? Why? Because they play. We talk sports. What do you mean, why are they talking about him? What are you talking about? He's playing.
I'm talking about the criticism.
Okay. You're dissecting the game.
It's almost
if you try to give the game away, if you don't make throws outside the numbers, if every time in crunch time you're
winning.
Worried about the quarterback losing
They're
the game,
winning.
Then yeah, we're going to criticize you. That's what we're here to do.
The dude is 4-1. He's 2-0 this year. He took a team to the Super Bowl. It ain't like we talking about Ryan Tannehill.
And
if this was Ryan Tannehill you was asking me about, I could criticize him 3 interceptions because they lost because of him. Mm.
Jimmy Garoppolo barely had a chance to throw 3 interceptions.
Metric,
they took the ball out of his hands.
Josh Allen didn't play well because he lost. Josh Allen played out of his mind. Wins and losses
See, now
were
y'all
going
to make
that.
Me root for San Francisco to win the Super Bowl.
No. It don't matter whether they win or not. If you If you handing the ball off to Deebo Samuels, if the defense is sacking, a quarterback 8-9 times, if the special teams is blocking punts and field goals, I'm not gonna sit up there and say Jimmy Garoppolo did it. I know he didn't do that. You trying to act like he did?
No, I'm not, Stephen A.
I'm letting you know he does enough. Yeah, he does enough to not lose the game.
I won a Super Bowl with Brad Johnson. Okay.
Here's what Jimmy Garoppolo did. Look, I don't even play football.
Man, you need to stop, man.
That's what he did. That's what you do. That's what he do.
Okay.
Let's go.
I can't with y'all, man.
Stop it, man. Hands off the ball.
All right. Man, looks great doing it.
Look at Tom Brady's Super Bowl numbers from last year.
Okay.
I'm going to wrap up this segment. Are you seriously trying to compare Tom Brady's performance
to the
Pop?
Y'all always talking about the numbers. Look at the numbers.
Okay.
Brought to you by the Capital One Venture Card. Earn unlimited double miles on every purchase every day, and you can use those miles on any travel purchase. Plus, earn unlimited 5X miles on hotels and rental cars booked through Capital One Travel. Your next trip is closer than you think with the Venture Card from Capital One. Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
It was the grand exit that captured the sports world as Antonio Brown took his shirt off before leaving midway through the Bucs game against the Jets before being cut from the team. He already has his mindset on who he wants to play with next as he spoke with the I Am Athlete podcast.
Who's next in line for you? You played with the GOAT. You won a Super Bowl with the GOAT. That's who you want to play for?
Action Jackson. Let's give Lamar Jackson his flowers.
Yeah, for sure.
Why?
They did not want him to win MVP.
You don't know why? What do you mean why?
I want you to say it so they can tell the people.
I know why.
Shout out to Lamar Jackson. That's it.
Key, you played the position.
What's happening?
Talk to me. Should Lamar and the Ravens be interested in AB?
I think you're always interested in the talent. This is the National Football League. And if a guy can help you win games, you're going to take a look at it and kick the tires. But there's even deeper. He has a relationship with Lamar. His cousin is Hollywood Brown.
Yep.
So there are some people that's around the organization that can vouch for whatever character that's left, goodwill that's left. You got a couple people around that'll vouch for that. Stephen A's been covering sports 30 years, basketball and everything. He ain't no different than Dennis Rodman. Did Dennis Rodman continue to get contracts and play for people to try to help him win championships when we thought Dennis Rodman was so bizarre and wild out there in the world?
Mm-hmm.
He went on and helped. He tried to help the Lakers. He tried to help the Spurs. He was in Detroit, Chicago, where he won championships. So at the end of the day, he's a talent. And when you have talent, people will overlook many things. And if he's true with Lamar Jackson and Hollywood Brown, and they can hold him accountable for some of his actions, I don't see why not. Because this is the NFL. Somebody gonna sign him. I don't give a damn how many times he walked off the field with his shirt off. Somebody gonna sign him because there's always 2 and 3 sides to a story.
Couple of things. Number one, I Am Athlete, that podcast, Brandon Marshall, Ocho Cinco, and those boys. I'm supposed to be appearing on that soon. I promised them I would be there a few months ago, but I'm getting ready to go on there now. I came down with COVID. I'm fine now, so I'm going to go on there soon. It's a good podcast. Let me say that, number one. Number two, I completely disagree with you. I respect everything you said.
Okay.
I don't believe that Antonio Brown should get a job offer from anybody in the NFL. I think his NFL
I didn't say I believe it. Okay. I said it's going to happen.
Kind of fine. I believe that his NFL career may be over because he can't be trusted. He has turned against everybody who's ever done anything for him. Mike Tomlin, Ben Roethlisberger, an up-and-coming looking up to him, Juju Smith-Schuster. He goes to Oakland. He's secretly taping phone calls with John Gruden. He called Mike Mayock out of his name. He goes to New England. He sits up there, turns his back on Bill Belichick and Tom Brady, how they helped him get there, and then talks smack about Robert Kraft, the owner. He departs from there. He ends up in Tampa. Tom Brady brought this brother into his home. Let him live there. You walk off the field, you quit on Tom Brady because 1 week after he targeted you 12 times, you caught 10 passes of like 102 yards. The next game, he didn't target you so much, but you still had another game to go in the regular season. He made sure Gronk got his bonus.
Yep.
Peter made sure you got your bonus because that's the kind of cat Tom Brady is, who's showing you nothing but love, who's never insulted you, always spoke highly about you. You turned your back on him too. Black, white, authoritative figure, a contemporary, an owner. It doesn't matter. This dude has no loyalty. You got chefs calling you out, talking about how you wasn't vaccinated. That's how you got busted. Why? Because you didn't pay them. You got in trouble before because you wasn't paying people. We ain't even bringing in the lawlessness and how you brought the cops on your behind. We ain't bringing in all of that.
See, I didn't say he wasn't out there left field.
I'm not saying
never
that.
Never said
did,
that.
And I'm not saying you did say that. What I'm saying to you is this, and this is something that's very, very important. And I want to share this because this is personal to me in this regard. Keyshawn and I go back 20 years. I'm some reporter on the come up. This brother's a star in the NFL. Owns his own business in L.A. Treated me like family from day one. That's how far Keyshawn and I go back. And we had a lot of conversations back then. And you were always business-minded. You was always somebody who was business-minded. You was always about giving back to the community. You was always about talking to young brothers as well on the come up and letting them know, there's a game that has to be played. When you conduct yourself and you have to conduct business, if you act in this way, you ain't gonna succeed. You was telling young cats that, you was telling me that, okay? As black men, let's just call it what it is.
Yeah.
Now, I totally excuse Antonio Brown if that perfect hit that Rodney Harrison and others have alluded to, you know, caused some CTE symptoms.
Okay.
I'm not, if that's what this is, I back off totally because you got a head issue. But the problem was the tardiness, the bold, the disrespect, stuff like that. Cass was telling us existed before that hit by Perfect in 2016 wild card game against the Cincinnati Bengals. Mm-hmm. So what I'm saying is at the end of the day, you got to show up to work. You can't be quitting on people. You got to be as professional as you possibly
can be.
And when those ordinary rudimentary things don't come into the equation, you got a problem. There is nothing anyone can do to most of us that's going to sit up there and make us say, we ain't going to do our jobs and we going to quit on people that we supposed to be supporting. He has done that. He cannot be trusted. And as far as I'm concerned,
I understand.
If I'm in the NFL, I wouldn't touch him.
Stephen A., I understand all that. Everything you just said laid out.
Right.
Joseph Keyshawn Johnson, I understand all that.
Damn, I didn't know about Joseph, but go ahead. Go ahead, I didn't know about Joseph.
That's my first name.
All right, you done started saying. Go ahead.
At the end of the day, that dude over there, Lamar Jackson, that's his guy. And Hollywood Brown, that's his cousin.
Nobody.
If they vouch for him.
It's a mistake.
And they jump on the table and tell the Baltimore Ravens that we can utilize him.
Right.
What's going to happen?
I'm just telling you.
What's going to happen, Stephen A.?
I don't know.
You know they going to sign.
If
the quarterback you're getting ready to give $500 million to.
Right.
Say, I want that
brother. That's a good point. That's a good point.
They going to sign him.
That's a good point.
No matter what, me, you, Molly, we can sit up here all day long and talk about what we would do if it was us.
Right.
They ain't gonna do it.
If I'm the Ravens.
Why you Stephen think Egg. They meant,
Stephen
why
Egg,
you
athletes think. Athletes have done more egregious things and continued to play.
No question.
Right.
Why you think
that's
he's sitting
just,
on
it,
the,
it, it
why you think he's
is.
Sitting there with our man Brandon Marshall and what's
doesn't
the team that
right,
he mentioned?
Yes.
The Ravens and Lamar, because guess what he's doing?
Yeah.
He's talking to him
yeah.
about the opportunity.
Yes, right.
Before he signed with
right.
the Bucks, he was trying to go to the Ravens.
Right, right.
But they wasn't ready at the time with young Lamar.
Fair enough.
Now,
fair enough.
It might be a little different, because I can explain why
fair
I took the shirt off.
Fair enough.
That's all I'm saying.
I'm just telling you.
You wouldn't yeah, touch
I'm just, no, I'm just telling you, he'll turn on Lamar. Listen, I think
Lamar has to find that out himself, though.
I think he'll turn on his own cousin.
Yeah,
they have to find that out.
He'll turn on his own cousin.
I think he'll turn on his own cousin.
They got to find that out, though, Stephen A.
You ain't got to
find that out.
Juicy. You ain't got
it. Man, Dennis Rodman played. You see what that
Dennis Rodman didn't do what he did. He turned his back on people like that.
I understand.
No.
He was good with Mike. He was good with Mike.
And he was good with Isaiah and Dumars and them, too.
First Take fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite First Take episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and PTI ad-free as well. They also have favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/First Take. That's Amazon.com/First Take to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The latest A-list in the house. And you know I had to have my man Jeff here and my man Keyshawn here. I'm sorry, Joseph. We had to have Joseph here. Okay, we had to do all of that, all right? Because I want to get into, we ain't talking about the top five teams. We talk about the top five plays over the last couple of weeks in the NFL playoffs. Okay, according to your boy, Stephen A. Let's go to number five on the list, please. Give it to me right now. Give it to me. Did you see Debo? Remember that play?
Oh.
Did you see Debo Samuel against the Dallas Cowboys? Look at this play right here. Do it right there. Look at him right there. Go. Give it to me. That's a touchdown right there. That's a touchdown right there. On those Dallas Cowboys. That was a big time play right there. See him closing the deal. Debo handling his business. Let's go to number four on the list, please. Give it to me right now, please. Give it to me. Where you at? Did you see that? Remember that? Did you see Josh Allen lay back in the pocket? I need a touchdown, Jeff Saturday.
Yes, sir.
He said, it's the fourth quarter.
Sir.
He drops back. Yeah! Look at this throw right here to Dan. Look at this throw right here to Davis. 75-yard bomb. 75-yard bomb. That was a touchdown. That's number four on the list. Number four on the list, Keyshawn. Mind your manners, man. Look at me. Look at number three right here. Give it to me. See this right here, Kelsey. Travis Kelsey. Game-winning touchdown. It does matter what you do under pressure in pressurized moments. That matters. You know what? He looked off. The defender thought he was going this way. Cuts right back into the end zone. Comes back. Catches it on the back end. Look at him right there. The best wide tight end in the National Football League. My brother from another mother, Travis Kelsey, he closed the deal. That's number three on the list. Let's go to number two on the list, please. Give it to me right here, please. Give it to me. This is the jetpack right here.
Oh.
He put that jetpack on. The cheetah himself. Look at this right here. Just a pass over the middle by Patrick Mahomes. Look at this. Oh, good Lord have mercy. Look at that right there. Okay. And waving goodbye. A spectacular play. Waving goodbye by Tyreek Hill. But it ain't number one because the Kansas City Chiefs did all that in 13 seconds. Guess what can be done in 14 seconds? Give it to me right here. Look at this right here. Did you think I'd forget? Did you think I'd forget? 14 seconds left. You call a quarterback sneak. You slide a little bit too long. You can't get the snap off. That's what it is. That's what it is right here. And by the way, and while we're doing this, can I get my pictures, please? Can I get my pictures, please? Jeff Saturday, this is for you. I mean, it's beautiful right here. Keep showing up.
Man, stop, man.
You are, man. I mean, look at this right here. That's probably the only time that dude prayed all year long. They ain't been in church. Look at them. They've been at Cowboy games. It didn't work for them. Look at that right here. And where's my favorite one? The last one. Go to that one. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Look at that.
Broken spirit.
That's right.
Yeah, you
look
got
at that. She's looking at that like, y'all ain't worth the damn. Y'all ain't worth the damn. Y'all ain't worth the damn. You see that, right?
That's so hateful.
That's all I'm saying.
You're so hateful.
That is why this is number one. And it can't go away.
You're
because
so
of all that comes with it.
You realize two of your five favorite plays involve crushing the Cowboys.
That's right.
Two of your five.
I do. It was memorable. It was memorable. It was memorable. That's what I'm saying. It's about memorable moments. Any problem with this list?
First of all, this, even though this was spectacular and great, it won the whole damn thing, man.
Yeah, that was a nasty one.
You got to put that up there. What are you doing?
That's got to go above.
Five plays? I mean, that was spectacular.
And this right here?
This won the game.
Yeah, finish him out. Close him,
I understand that. That's why it's on the list, but I'm talking
about it. It won the game.
Yes, it won the game, but wasn't it as spectacular as this?
First of all, wasn't it as spectacular as this? Yeah, here's what I'm going to tell you. This is how I'm going to break it down for you. When he get the football in his hands, jetpacks, it's over. You're not going to catch
something special.
He's a tight end standing at 6'6", 6'5".
Yes.
It's spectacular.
When you're running a corner route, you're expecting a ball over here.
Right.
He completely turned his body around.
I agree.
He's not supposed to do that.
I know he can't.
Your job is
that's why he's up there.
Is to critique the list and help you be better. So that's what we're doing. By the way,
this was cool,
but not nearly as good as when he dang near broke the man's ankle.
When he hit him on the skinny post.
And he hit him right there to post for the touchdown earlier.
Oh, my word. No, that was the touchdown. That was the touchdown that left the 13 seconds on the clock.
Fourth and 13.
Yes.
When he shook the defender to his knee.
This shouldn't even be on the list.
No, the fourth and 13 should be on the list. It should be on the list. I missed that one. My bad. You got that one. I missed that one. No, what I'm saying to you is I missed that one. I would probably have to take off Debo, but I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that. I mean, that's hard for me right there.
Yeah, I'm going to keep Debo on there.
That's right.
He had two.
Okay.
That's right.
I would have put him in there. Thank you. Ding, ding,
that's
ding.
Right. Yeah.
Did we not have, excuse me, the greatest divisional round that we've ever had, right? Most incredible. Two of your plays are Dallas.
Two of the five.
Nobody cares about Dallas.
Yeah.
And then how about what Matthew Stafford did? 40 seconds left, driving the ball down the field. I know it was a field goal.
How are you not giving Stafford enough? Now it's Stephen A's list.
Here we go.
There is no way, I'm just telling you, for me, there was no way I was leaving. Now, you're probably right, Molly. I mean, with Cooper Kupp, I could have took Debo off of here.
Yeah.
I'm not changing number one. This is going to be number one.
For a while.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it ain't going to work.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code FIRSTTAKE and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. This U.S. promotional offer not available in D.C., Mississippi, North Carolina, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 for New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. For West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. First bet offer for new customers only. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
The Nets and Lakers face off tonight at Barclays as we all await the potential return of Anthony Davis, who has been upgraded to probable. It's been a season to forget so far for the Lakers, who have failed to live up to expectations, currently sitting at 8th in the West. Stephen A., a lot of the conversation has been centered around the performance of Russell Westbrook. Do you think he's been taking too much heat?
I don't think Russell's been taking too much heat. I don't think it's all his fault. But that's what comes with the territory when everybody looks at LeBron James as your teammate, as a guy like Anthony Davis, who, by the way, wasn't having a great season but was still averaging 23 and 10, for crying out loud. And when you have two teammates like that and they scour the rest of the Western Conference, the Steph Currys of the world, Devin Bookers of the world, and others, and they see that you have struggle hitting perimeter shots and you are leading the league in turnovers, you're going to get criticized. But is it all Russell Westbrook's fault? Of course it isn't. There's a lot that goes with it. So I don't think he's taking too much heat, but I do think the heat that he's taking, it is fair, but it shouldn't stop there. There's a lot of blame to go around.
I think he is taking a lot of heat because people need to understand what Westbrook is. He's coming from another team. It takes him a while. We've seen this movie over and over and over with him in new teams. Second half of the season, he gets way better. Trying to understand when you're playing professional sports, and you know this from playing college basketball, when you're trying to learn something in a system, it makes you play slower. Not that he's a slow playing person, because, you know, no. He'll go to the cup in a heartbeat.
That's right.
Full speed, but things slow down. You're not sure if you're supposed to be in the right spots. You think about him being benched the other night. It wasn't that he didn't want to play defense.
Right.
He just wasn't executing it right.
Right.
He's trying to figure out, am I supposed to lead with this hand? Am I supposed to do this with that? And you get benched because of that. And on top of that, things will be better when they get AD back in the fold.
Well, you can say that.
Oh, at least I think they
are. All right. You can say that. Here's the problem. We've seen Russell Westbrook turn over the ball in the open court.
Yes.
We've seen Russell Westbrook miss wide open shots. We've seen defenders back off him, daring him to shoot. The other night in Orlando, Russell Westbrook pulled up from 15 feet and hit the top of the backboard.
Yeah, but you...
The top of the backboard. You're going to see people that look at that and be like, damn.
But you know, sometimes, even though he may tell us that it ain't stressing him, he's not worried about it, sometimes it affects you.
That's true.
And you're
playing
until you get back on the same page.
Well, I believe in him. I believe in Russell Westbrook. I just think he needs to accept the fact he can't really shoot. Attack the basket with vigor.
Yeah.
They can't stop you. Make them deal with you.
But at least
stop trying. Don't capitulate to what they say you can't do and try to prove them wrong.
Hey, Lakers,
just attack them and take them down.
You think they have a shot still to go to the finals?
Watching Golden State and watching Phoenix, unless we get our stuff together, they're going to be watching it with me. That's just the reality of it. Klay Thompson, when he comes back and he, you know, gets healthy again, Golden State going to be a tough out.
LeBron gives anybody a shot. The problem is LeBron has shown up by himself. They have not shown up to help him. And that's why they ain't going nowhere.
And that's why the IG post.
Unless we get it together.
See you tomorrow.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today. The number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.